Hello, I'm Lisa Robbins. Welcome to the Incredible Healing Journals. Today, I have a very special guest I'm really excited about because this story is incredible. I'm going to introduce you to Dr. Sue Gelder. She has a Bachelor of Science Honors in Biomedical Science and a Bachelor of Science Honors in Homeopathy. She's a naturopath consultant out of the UK. But more than these accomplishments, Sue has something spectacular to tell us today. She's going to share an amazing story about a tumor wrapped around her spine, and I'm not going to give you any more than that, and I'm just going to let Sue tell you her story. So we'll just get started. Welcome, Sue.
Hello, Lisa. Thank you very much for having me on this video what you're doing today.
How did you get to where you are today?
I was studying biomedical sciences at the time, and I was part way through, and I've been getting backache, and then I've been going to the chiropractor to try and get that sorted, because I thought if I do it myself, you know, rather than go to the doctor, I didn't want to go down the medical route. I'd had back problems, and I'd ended up having an operation, which was successful. But then this time I thought, well, I'll try the natural route first. But it got worse and worse. And the chiropractor actually came out to me to see what was happening. And he really didn't know what to do. Worse than pain. I mean, literally, I couldn't even sit up to have a drink or anything. And just going to the bathroom was, to say difficult, it was more than difficult. You know, I had to crawl on my hands and knees just to get to the bathroom, and that was literally in the next room. So what happened was my GP, general practitioner, doctor, came to see me, did give me some medication, but really it didn't even do a thing for me. And he referred me straight to the hospital. But the hospital didn't reply, and I was waiting for 8 months, just laid in bed with nothing to do. I didn't have a television in my bedroom. I didn't even have a phone in my bedroom. So I was just stuck there with just wondering what was going on. Pain radiated all the way down my right leg. Mm-hmm. And what did happen is that I lost half of my right leg in that it looked half the size.
The muscles, right.
Yeah, it just atrophied completely. So eventually my daughter came to visit me again. I mean, she did that regularly, but this particular time I was in just so much pain. She rang for the ambulance, which promptly took me to the hospital, and they kept me in for a little while. They did send me home. They'd give me a shot of morphine straight into the vein. I ended up going back in hospital again a few days later, and they kept me in this time. And they did the scans and all the MRIs, things that they needed to do. And on this occasion, this was, I think it was the 12th of December 2001, the doctor came to me and he showed me on the film that, yes, you've got a tumour, it's as big as my hand, you know, and at the base of my spine, and it was coming out. It had tentacles coming out, and it were wrapping around the nerves coming out of the spinal cord, and they were twisting them as well. So that's why I was in so much pain. That's why every little move was quite painful, at least. The other thing he did say was that, I am so, so sorry, but I can't do anything. This is not the type that will respond to chemotherapy. This is not the type that can be radiated away. And I don't really want to operate because I will paralyse you. And there is no guarantee that you'd be out of pain. But on top of that, being paralysed, you will have the additional complications, which could shorten your life very quickly. Yeah, they did give me the death sentence. It certainly wasn't long enough. They did think what they do on the kind of tumour that I had was they give you 3 years from the date when they find it. But really, nobody expected me to live more than a year anyway, and that is in extreme pain. I was on hourly morphine, and it really wasn't touching the pain that much either. I mean, it was still very, very painful. So that's where I was. It was quite interesting that my husband and my friends never talked about it. But then what did happen was I didn't even tell the family that I had been given the death sentence. And I did that deliberately because I knew I would not be able to cope with their grief.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I suppose that's being very selfish. I mean, at the time, because that's all I could do, is that I knew I had to think positive if I was going to get better. And I knew I couldn't cope with anything negative. So that's how I decided to react to the whole thing.
The resources are obviously limited in taking mm-hmm. a tumor out of your spine. It's got to be impossible. So, Sue, how did you overcome the fear of yourself and everyone else? Because that's the biggest thing for people.
Yeah. The fear from the family was only that, oh, they never thought I'd be able to get up and walk again. For my own fear, I just decided that this was not going to be the outcome. You know, I wasn't prepared to accept that. I hadn't planned on dying anytime soon anyway. And I thought, well, how am I going to do this? I mean, that was a big thing. What I thought of at that time was how am I going to get out of the pain? Because it was stopping me. It was stopping me from healing myself. You know, the pain was so intense. And I thought, at the time, the only thing I knew at that time was the Chinese are experts at pain management, just with the mind.
Oh.
So that's what I knew. That's all I knew. But I didn't know how they did it because I'd never read up on anything about how they did it. So I thought, well, I'll just have to figure it out. And figure it out, I did.
Wow.
It took me incredible. A few days.
It gives me truth shivers just hearing you talk about it because it's just, it's so incredible how much power people have when they realize that all they have to do is realize they have the power. I don't want you to give away everything because I know your whole story is in your book and I know you do have a preview, but you can talk about that in a minute. But
sure.
Just can you just touch on what types of therapies, products or other ideas that you use to heal yourself? Because most of what you did were more mind control. Is there anything else that you can share with us that might help the viewers today to overcome
yeah.
the same sort of problem?
Herbs. I actually recommend herbs. In my book, there are certain things that I actually recommend, some extremely powerful things. Apart from the mind, which, I mean, was absolutely amazing, I actually did visualizations as well, not just thinking about how to get rid of the pain, but also how to get rid of the tumour as well. And I keep sort of calling it tumour because that's going to cover a lot of things, whether you've got cancer or non-cancerous tumours. It doesn't matter which, it really makes a difference as to how you deal with it, not what the disease or tumour is called.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's what we come to is an understanding that diseases and disease and tumours and cancer or whatever it is that a person's got really comes from a state of dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
So that the dis-ease becomes disease in actual physical presentation. Localising the body is absolutely vital. Everybody needs to get to that stage when they've got cancer or any disease. They really need to look at what they're putting into the body and what is helping the body to repair itself, to renew itself, and to change those cancerous or tumour-type cells back into normal cells or destroy them if necessary.
Right.
So, and food is a big thing as well. Now, the fact that I was stuck in bed meant I had definitely changed my diet in that I used to like sweets, but I couldn't go out and get them, and I wasn't being given them either.
Mm-hmm.
So that changed. There's different types of water that's available, you see. Sometimes the water that comes out of the tap isn't even good enough, especially when you're ill. It's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different things in the book about types of water that is better than tap water to drink and much more accessible to the body even. Visualization that I did, it's very, very specific for tumours of any kind.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what the tumour is. They can download that and do this visualization themselves free. What I do in the book is not about it's my way or no way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people really want to go down the medical route, then that, by all means, that is their choice. I'll tell you what I have found is that when they don't go down the medical route, it's a whole lot easier and quicker because we're then not fighting along with medications and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to go down the medical route, make sure you are very, very healthy in the first place, but then you wouldn't be having a problem, would you?
Exactly. Okay, well, that's excellent, Sue. Thank you. So I just have one more question, and that is, what advice can you offer to someone who's just receiving a diagnosis or bad news?
The advice I would actually give anybody is to get hold of my book. And I'm selling the book and I'm promoting it, but there's another reason why I'm saying that is because everything goes out of your mind when you've been given this kind of a diagnosis and you just can't think properly at all. And if you've got something written down, you'll be able to keep going back to it and back to it and back to it and just revising it all the time rather than trying to figure out, well, what am I going to do about this and how am I going to work this out? It's all, you know, you don't have to go anywhere else for it. You can just read it time and time again every day if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, with the visualizations, I would definitely make sure that you get some kind of visualization going of good health. Try and think of being positive. And I know that's exceptionally difficult in those circumstances. I think a person really needs to think that just because they've been given the death sentence, that doesn't mean that you can't do anything for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am proof, and that so many other people I meet and I've met now since this time, if you decide that you are going to make a difference in your life and you are going to change this outcome, then you most probably will. So it's hardly ever the case that you will just die just like that. I mean, it is if you go down the route and you accept the diagnosis, there are things that they can do for themselves, really, really powerful, good things to enhance the life and to make it. Maybe the tumour will go, or the cancer will go completely. I mean, mine has. So have my other friends that I've known as well who've gone down the same route, so many other people. So just know that all is not lost. In fact, it can be. I am so, so thankful that that diagnosis and that I was in a place where I couldn't have any treatment, because what that did, it made me become responsible for my own health, my own life. And I think that's what we need to do. You know, yes, it's very difficult because the mind goes on another journey. But, yes, it's all getting the mind and getting the right perspective on this.
Excellent. So where can people get a hold of your book, and what's the names of your websites?
My book is called How I Cured My Tumour Naturally and How You May Help Cure Yours Too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available from www.rubysues.com. That's where you can download the MP3 visualization,
mm-hmm,
and also the report as well. And now if you want to just a taster of it, a preview, there's two chapters available free on another website, and that's www.createspace.com /preview and then /102958, and they can download free of charge the two chapters.
That's a great idea. Underneath your video on thegoodwitch.ca/SueGelder, we'll have those links there for people.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That'd be fantastic.
Thank you so much, Sue. Your story is incredible. I know it's going to help so many people.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.